It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
Hello, sorry, I pressed about six buttons. We are on. You are now live on BFM. Please welcome Moira Mother. How are you guys doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay,
yes,
great.
We're doing great. Thank you. Kia ora, BFM. Kia ora, Callum.
Yeah, fantastic. We are very happy to be joined by you to talk about your latest single, Mr. Speaker, and the very cool split 7-inch that you've done with Greco Romank. Which I'm sure everyone in Otatahia and BFM listeners are big fans of as well. Tell us a bit about the song and how this collab happened.
Ooh, well, we just love Greco Romank. They're like the most murderous band in New Zealand, really. We just adore them. And Nick knows Mikey from back in the day.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just guess because we're kind of like similarly minded creative folks, we've just ended up becoming friends with them, and then we got to play with them and making a 7-inch with them, which is it's finally arrived, and
yes,
it's gonna be getting sent out via Bandcamp tomorrow, and it'll be in stores next week.
Oh, that's so amazing. Yeah. I heard there were some delays with it, so that's great to hear.
Timing, actually, and our music video just came out, like the guy just finished it, Hector has it, and so it's just really good timing, actually. So
that's great. Tell me about who's Hector Hazard. Is that another friend of yours, a collaborator?
He used to run Chicks in Port Chalmers, that venue, for quite 5 or 6 years.
Really cool venue. Yeah,
and he's sort of just friends with some Dunedin people we know.
And he's a really good filmmaker. He makes these really kind of interesting sort of documentaries and short films, and he's just sort of done it. I don't know, he hasn't really released them, but he approached us and said, "You guys are great. We should do a video and collaborate." And we have, and it's really been really fun.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool. Yeah. So tell me a little, tell our listeners and me as well a little bit about Moira Mother. You had an album out last year. Is that right? Or that was your first record?
Yes, we released that debut album last year, Miracle Healing Crusade, with and my son's not here at the moment, but Noah, big shout out to Noah, my son, and our drummer, who's just amazing. We're so lucky to have him.
Shout out,
it's really important that he's a good drummer, you know, because otherwise it'd just be like nepotism without any sort of reason. But it's not, because he's actually very good.
That is good. How was the audition? Was it pretty, I imagine it'd be pretty brutal, or? You're like,
I was like, me and Noah, I mean, I've been in bands before, so I was like, me and Noah have been meaning to be in a band for ages, so we were going to do it anyway. And then I was like, well, Nick, do you want to play bass? Kind of cheekily.
No, it was, she forced me into doing the band. Like, I kept saying no, because I didn't really believe in people and relationships being in bands. I just thought it was a terrible idea, but she was relentless. And
I was like, we can audition other bass players, and it was like, no, I'll have a go.
It seems to be the relationships in bands. I've known historically that people, you know, don't do it, or it's been but then I've got plenty of friends who make it work, and it's actually a strong part of the relationship and a strong part of why the band works and is able to be so productive. How's it been for you guys?
Greco is a great example of that.
Yes, you just need to be respectful of each other.
Yeah.
When you're kind of, you know, working on composing and, like, you know, it's quite a high stress environment doing gigs and stuff like that. So you've just got to be patient, really. It's, you know,
which I'm working on.
Yeah. So how does
I'm not the most person, ADHD. So, but I'm working on it. I think I'm doing good.
That's great. Tell me, how do your songs come about? What's the process?
I usually kind of compose bass lines, and I'm quite a drum Nazi, because I drums are probably my main instrument, really. Although I obviously play guitar and keyboard and other instruments too, but I kind of write stuff in my head and then bring ideas to the practice room, and we just kind of sculpt them until they resemble something that we're happy with. I mean, sometimes we'll continue refining them even after we start playing them live.
And Noah sometimes comes in with a really cool beat. Like
Dark
Side, which is one of my favourite songs, just came about from a beat that he came up with. So we kind of jam a bit with generally Nicole have something he's thinking of, and I've got like this huge list of topics that I'd like to discuss. So yeah, it's our favorite part of the whole process is coming up with new songs. So I think that's like the biggest high is when we, especially when we're all coming together and it just sort of magically happens. It's just the most incredible feeling.
Which is what happened with Mr. Speaker.
Yeah.
We kind of, I had two ideas for different sort of sections of the song, and then we just kind of jammed it and we kind of played it exactly the way it ended up being on the recording. So
yeah, the first time through it was crazy and we were like, ooh.
A lot of high fives.
Yeah.
We did it.
Very, very exciting.
Now you sent us some tracks, some inspirations maybe for...
That's a good word.
Yes.
Not so much. Well, yeah, inspirations is a better word than influence, really.
The main influence on this track was Memphis Rap.
Yeah, I stupidly kind of forgot that to put in a track by maybe DJ Blackout or DJ Sound, who are the two producers I like most from that movement. But two of the tracks that you're going to play tonight quite influenced by Memphis Rap, I think. So.
Oh, fantastic. We'll need the extended playlist for the BFM listeners. So this first song, do you want to tell us about the first song? It's called Grooves No Zone by Bo Wanzer. Yeah.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah, he's a microbiologist who does kind of electronic music. He says that he doesn't consider himself part of the dance kind of scene, I guess. He's part of he's on Lies Records, Long Island Electrical Systems, who kind of do, you know, lo-fi house stuff. But his other tracks are a bit more dancey, but this one's like a slower kind of, like I said, a little bit Memphis Rap influence with the hi-hats and stuff. And so, yeah, the drums and Mr. Speaker are very much influenced by this kind of beat.
Awesome. Well, let's give it a listen, and then we'll have some more chat after this. This is Grooves. Yes, sorry, go on.
Oh, just enjoy Bo Wanzer. Get it in here.
Awesome. We'll be right back. This is Grooves No Zone by Bo Wanza. We're listening to some influences, inspirations for Moida Mother, who are calling it, who are on the Zoom. Hello. Oh, I started the next track. Let me just pause that. You guys there? I think you're still there.
Yes, we are. Have can you hear us? You?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you. Thank you. This is my first time hosting Drive, so thank you for bearing with me.
I used to do a radio show, and it's a freaking nightmare. I was like, can I just get someone in to do all the technical stuff while I do the talking? Because it's a lot, you know.
I'm also literally learning how to drive as well, which is feels very similar, like learning manual at the moment. And, there's a lot of overlap.
Congratulations, though. I love being able to drive. I got my license when I was 15. I just like being able to go wherever I want, whenever I want. You know, I like that independence. So good on
you. Thank you. Okay, enough about me. Tell me about this next track, Starfall.
Salem. Well,
Salem.
The reason I put that one on was mainly the middle section of the song, or kind of towards the end of it, where it kind of... musically at least takes on a more kind of major key kind of poppy sound, even if it's kind of a druggy kind of reverb poppiness. Hannah's a big fan of Salem.
Maybe one of my favorite bands, actually. Like, no matter what mode I'm in, I just love putting on some Salem. It's kind of dark and beautiful and depressing, but uplifting as well, kind of. I don't know, it just gives me, it's just kind of a vibe that I really connect with somehow.
And it's such a cool video for that song, Starfall, as well.
So the one with the tornado?
Yeah, tornado chasing.
Oh, awesome. Well, if people are really... Go on.
I was just going to say, it wasn't so much this time an intentional influence, but I just kind of wrote that bass line and then realized after the fact that it kind of reminded me a bit of Salem.
Mm.
Cool. Well, if people are very fast, they can play the music video at the same time. Here is Starfall by Salem. Just hit play. You're listening to BFM.
I see the same.
That is Starfall by Salem. What a beautiful track. That's very, very surprising. Here, not to say that your track isn't beautiful in its own way, but a very different energy. So I want to make sure that we get to hear your song as well before we have to go to the news. So I might, can I start? We've got the next song, Intermezzo. I might just start that underneath us chatting. Yeah. You can introduce it. Tell us about this song, Intermezzo.
Well, Penderecki in general is a big influence. I mean, Lynch used some of his music. We're actually off to a screening of Lost Highway quite soon tonight.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah. We've seen like nearly all of his films recently. I've been screening them in Christchurch at Lumiere, which is really cool.
Oh, shout out Lumiere. That's awesome. We've had a similar thing up here in Auckland at the Hollywood Avondale. I think they're showing.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's so good. I love that New Zealand Aotearoa is getting behind the Lynch love.
Absolutely. We really yeah, what about, I saw Blue Velvet, and then I think tomorrow night there's Lost Highway, so I might see if I can get along to that.
Yeah, cool.
We saw Fire Walk With Me, and that blew my mind because that's my favourite. And to see it, we never thought we'd see it on a big screen. So, wow, that was just a top 10 life experience kind of a thing.
Oh, that's awesome. So how did you discover this through Lynch? Or?
It was The Shining.
That would have been the first time I heard it, because Wild at Heart was the first film of his that I saw. When I was like 11 or 12, and so I subconsciously heard it then. And I guess it was an influence really just in how textural his music is. Other composers like Chelsea and Michael Levinas and people like that a big influence in that way as well. I studied classical composition a long time ago, like decades ago, and I probably listened to as much classical music and electronic music as I do, probably more actually than guitar music. So yeah,
I discovered him through film as well when I was about 15 with The Shining.
Great.
That bathroom scene, the music in that scene with the old woman, that's from the same era as this piece that was playing now as well.
Just terrifying. So
it's very horror, you know, but also like such an incredible, like the compositions that he did, the kind of feeling that he gives you when you listen to it. Oh, he's just a genius. Like he really, really was.
Awesome. Well, I might listen to a bit of this track. This is you're listening to What's Cooking with Moira Mother, and we've got Intermezzo by, help me out, Krzysztof
Penderecki.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is Intermezzo by Christoph Pendretsky, I believe. How was that? That was close.
Yeah. It's really difficult. I stumble with it all the time.
You're listening to BFM.
Doesn't sound quite looks. Sorry.
No, it's all good. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say his name doesn't sound the way it looks. It's quite confusing.
So we've run out of time for your last track. I just want to make sure we play your single. But what did you want to give a shout out to Diamanda Galas?
Just maybe have a listen to the song Wild Woman with Steak Knives, and it's I think it was the sound of the vocals in that particular track was a big influence on Hannah's vocals.
The weird thing is that I actually haven't listened to her much. I just know of her work through The Exorcist and things like that. But then when I was listening to the track Nick picked out, I went, oh yeah, that's kind of what I'm going for. And I'm actually going to start listening to her a lot more now because she's so murderous. Like,
did you say
that kind of like she was demented working... is very like present in her work.
Did you say she was working on The Exorcist? Or
it was actually no, not The Exorcist. Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, sorry, yeah, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
There's a scene with these sort of three female vampires that are seducing Keanu Reeves, and she did all of the vocal sounds in that.
I thought she was the one that was drinking like raw eggs and doing the voices.
No, that's Mercedes McCambridge.
Oh, Mercedes McCambridge. They're both really awesome, so check them both out.
I have a solo project called Mercedes Cambridge that I named after her.
She's another demented sounding woman, just amazing what she can do with her voice. It's horrendous and horrific and thrilling and just incredible. So they're two women that I really admire immensely for what they've managed to accomplish with the voice.
Amazing. Moira Mother, we could talk for hours, and I'm sure I might request actually for your fans or for the BFM listeners as well that you make an extended playlist of influences, because there's such cool songs that you share with us. It's always great to play some freaky classical music on BFM.
Very happy to do that. Thank you.
Such thank you. Really appreciate that.
So we're going to have a listen to Mr. Speaker now. You can get a copy of this from the Bandcamp, moidamother.bandcamp.com. It's a split 7-inch with Greco Romance, so that is going to be very collectible. So get in there quick and grab that track. Grab that. It's available now. For people who've already ordered it, it's going to be shipping out soon.
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Christmas. It's coming.
Yes. All right. Yes. Very exciting.
Congratulations on the single. Let's give it a listen. This is.
Thanks.
Mr. Speaker by Moira Mother. Thanks, guys. Thanks for being on BFM.
Good. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.